Right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the old fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal, up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth bar quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Police have discovered the bodies of a woman, her husband and their two young children in what authorities believe was a disturbing new case of gender-based violence, allegedly committed by the husband before taking his own life. Although the government was still collecting all the pieces of information about the terrible incident on the outskirts of Barcelona, everything pointed to gender-based violence, so the Equality Minister Ana Redondo told reporters yesterday. If this latest case is confirmed, we're talking about 9 women killed so far this year and 7 children, which is where the increase is the toughest, the most intolerable, she said. Catalonia's regional court system confirmed the 4 deaths of members of the same family in a statement and said a court dealing with violence against women was in charge of the case. It did not provide details of how the 4 died. Local media, however, cited police sources as saying the man had apparently strangled his family at their home on Monday night and then thrown himself under a train after leaving a suicide note in his car. Australian mining group Berkeley Energia will take its dispute with the government to international arbitration after it refused to give final approval to a uranium mine near Salamanca, the company said yesterday. The Retortillo project received preliminary approval in 2013, but has since run into hurdles, including opposition from nearby communities and safety concerns from regulatory authorities. Berkeley had estimated investment in excess of €250 million and more than 2,500 jobs in the region. The Energy Ministry refused to approve the project in 2021. Citing a negative opinion issued by the Nuclear Safety Council, highlighting poor reliability and high uncertainty of the safety analysis of the radioactive site. It upheld the refusal in February 2023 after London-based Berkeley appealed. Berkeley shares rose 17% in Madrid and 11% in London yesterday following the news. The company has said the rejection infringed on its rights under an international agreement known as the Energy Charter Treaty. Queen Sophia has been rushed to hospital, prompting all of her engagements to be cancelled. The royal was rushed to a hospital in Madrid after developing a urinary tract infection. In a statement, the royal household said Queen Sophia was recovering but would remain overnight for observation. Queen Sophia's husband, King Juan Carlos, is also receiving treatment in Madrid at the Ruber International Clinic. Despite no longer being monarch, Queen Sophia was still scheduled to be carrying out royal duties. And Queen Letizia has made history after hiring a female secretary for the first time. The European monarch, who's 51, and her husband, King Felipe, have appointed Maria Dolores Ocaña Madrid to the important position, breaking tradition in the royal household. Maria, a state lawyer, will take over the position of Letizia's right-hand woman from April the 30th. It means that a woman will be at the head of the Queen's secretariat for the first time in history. She will be in charge of every detail of the Queen's agenda, as well as offering advice and accompanying her during public appearances. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.